KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies with drizzle and a little bit of fog. It's 37 degrees. We picked up just under 3/10 of an inch of precipitation since yesterday through 7 a.m. today. That included melted snowfall of 1/2 inch. And our high yesterday was 37. That also is our current temperature. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The forecast is calling for cloudy skies today with fog and rain, a high around 47. In the news, Red Oak police arrested two people on separate charges at around 2:22 a.m. today. 23-year-old Skyler Lee Bingham of Red Oak was arrested in the 500 block of East Knuckles Street on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow. Bingham was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And a little after 10:30 p.m. on Monday, Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Angel Rose Arzola of Red Oak for simple assault. She was being held on a $300 bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard today, just before 7 a.m., showed there have been 17 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 since Monday's report at 10 a.m., for a total of 2,222. The number of deaths attributed to pre-existing conditions statewide are up to 1,312, while long-term care facility deaths are at 1,007. That's three more than reported Monday. There's also one more death to report in each of Adair and Shelby counties. Officials say there have been 3,847 new confirmed positive cases of the virus reported since yesterday, and Cass County has 11 new cases for a total of 755. There are 13 more long-term care facility outbreaks for a total of 132 statewide. Those care facilities report more than 4,530 positive cases and over 1,979 recovered. Cass County's three long-term care facilities have a total of 204 confirmed cases positive and 121 persons have recovered. That includes patients and staff. After 5 days of lower hospitalization rates, the stats nearly doubled on Monday's from Monday's 1,333 to 1,351 as of this morning. There are also 275 patients in intensive care, 165 admitted in the last 24 hours, up from 135 a day or earlier. There are 155 people on a ventilator, 20 more than on Monday. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals say there are 71 COVID patients. That's up 6 from Monday. 18 are in an ICU, down 4 from yesterday. 13 people were admitted to a hospital. That's 8 more than on Monday. And 7 people are on a ventilator, an increase of 2 from yesterday. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate as of this morning was 19.7%, with the individual positivity rate at 18.3%. Cass County's positivity rate, that is up again to 20%. Union County has the highest rate in southwest Iowa at 25%, followed by Taylor County with 24.1%. The IDPH says 119,681 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Mills County Public Health, along with Mills County Emergency Management officials on Monday, announced that there have been two additional deaths associated with the COVID-19. One individual was 41 to 60 years of age. The other was 61 to 80. And Mills County Emergency Management Director Larry Hurst said, "We've had another sorrowful day in Mills County today. I'm concerned what the coming holiday season will do for the spread of COVID-19. Hurst said everyone needs to do their part to stop the spread of the virus. Mills County, officials say, continues to see a significant number of new cases and an increase in test positivity. And he says that we are in the red zone, which means we're experiencing a high level of community transmission. Mills County residents and businesses, Hurst said, must act now to get the spread of COVID-19 under control." Rescue crews and law enforcement were very busy Monday afternoon responding to and handling numerous accidents. The latest report was on I-80 eastbound, a mile marker 51, where a vehicle had rolled into the north ditch. A man had been trapped with a female subject bleeding from the head. Marnie and Atlantic Fire, along with Cass EMS, responded to the scene. A few minutes earlier, an accident was reported near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line at White Pole Road and 525th. And at around 2:10 p.m. Monday, Cumberland Messina Rescue was called to the scene of an accident on Highway 92, just west of the Cass-Adair County lines. No injuries were reported in either of the latter two crashes, so roads were very slick yesterday. And in our funeral announcements, Ryan G. Reynolds, age 37, of Panora, died November 17th. And due to new restrictions, parking lot services for Ryan Reynolds will be today at 10 o'clock at the Panther Creek Church of the Brethren near Adel. Everyone is asked to stay in their vehicles. The church has its own radio station. You can listen to the services on that frequency. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Lucy Lawrence, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A visitation for Lucy Lawrence will be today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Langkamp Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa. Kenneth Sewer, age 78 of Walnut, died Friday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Sewer will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Betty Carr, age 95 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Carson, died November 18th. A private family celebration of life for Betty Carr will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Wheeler Grove Church in rural Carson. Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Lenore Turner, age 93 of Griswold, died March 24th. Funeral services for Lenore Turner will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Church of United Methodist Church. Rican Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Alvin Reinig, age 95 of Harlan, died Sunday. A private mass of Christian burial for Alvin Reinig will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gay Bannister, age 86 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. An open visitation for Gay Bannister will be held Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gail Dutch Eshelman, age 90 of Ogden and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday. An open visitation for Dutch Eshelman will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rican Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Masks will be required and social distancing will be encouraged. Corma Allen, age 81 of Greenfield, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Corma Allen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Charles Arnberg, age 81 of Redfield, died Thursday. An open viewing time for family and friends of Charles Arnberg will be Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Richard Dick Kralik, age 86 of Cumberland, died Saturday. Public graveside services for Dick Kralik will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the Bohemian National Cemetery in rural Adams County. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Mary Jean Dennison, age 97 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and the celebration of life for Mary Jean Dennison will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. James Jim Klein, age 96 of Atlantic, died Friday. A celebration of life will be scheduled for Jim Klein at a later date. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Leonard Trashinsky, age 87 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. And private funeral services for Leonard Trashinsky will be held at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Patrick Gallagher, age 64 of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Patrick Gallagher will be at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Rosie Hansen, age 81 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Rosie Hansen are currently pending with Hockenberry Family Care. Jim Bakerink, age 73 of Fontenelle, died Monday at the VA Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Bakerink are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.